He took it well, I'll say that for him. After all, I'd known for weeks that my spitting image was walking about somewhere, but it was all new to him. He stared at me for a long moment, and I stared back tongue-tied, and then he said slowly, "You're trying to drive me mad. Why, I don't know. It is some filthy plot. In God's name, tell me if you have any spark of pity or decency, what it means. If it is money you want, or ransom, I have told you, say so. If it is my life, well, damn you, take it." He tried to stride forward, but the chain wrenched at his ankle and almost upset him. "Damn you," he roared again, shaking his fist at us. "You vile, cowardly villains. Let me loose, I say, and I'll send that creature with my face straight to hell. And you too, you grinning mountebank." He was a fearsome sight, wrestling at his chain and cursing like a Smithfield porter. Rudy clicked his tongue. "Royal rage," says he. "Gently, your highness, gently. Don't promise what you couldn't perform." For a moment I thought Carl Gustav would burst himself with rage. His face was purple. And then his temper subsided, he strove to compose himself, and he jerked back his lips in that gesture that I'd spent so many weary hours trying to copy.
"I forget myself, I think," he said, breathing hard. "To what end? Who you are, fellow, I don't know, or what this means. I'll not entertain you by inquiring any further. When you choose to tell me, if you choose to tell me, well, but understand..."
And he dropped his voice in a way which I knew so well, because I do it myself,
"that you had better kill me and have done, because if you do not, by God's help, I'll take such a revenge on you all."